haven't finished everything we set out to do in 2008, but you know that every single day that I set foot in that office, I am thinking about you. I'm fighting for your families. And with your help, I've been keeping the commitments that I made.
The Obama campaign is slipping because it can't find an agenda to help the American families. But our campaign is growing into a movement across this country that says we're going to get America back, we're going to get America strong, we're going to provide for our families.
Powerful words from the candidates. Today we're going to look at their campaign's big push with less than 2 weeks to go until Election Day. I'm Carl Azus. Welcome to CNN Student News. Visiting four states might sound like a full vacation. You pack up your car, spend a few days in each spot. If you're a presidential candidate, that's not a one-week trip. You do that in a day. From now through November 6th, Mitt Romney and Barack Obama will be all over the country. This is what former Governor Mitt Romney's day looked like yesterday, moving around the state of Ohio, visiting campaign rallies in three different cities. So Thursday in Ohio. On Tuesday, he was in Colorado, Iowa on Wednesday, plus visits to Nevada, Florida, and Virginia were scheduled for this week as well. President Obama just wrapped up a campaign trip that took him to eight states in 48 hours. Wednesday, he went to Iowa, Colorado, Nevada, and California. On Thursday, he started the day in Florida and then hit Virginia, Illinois, and Ohio before heading back to the White House in Washington. That stop in Illinois was a quick one, but a historic one. The president went to Chicago to cast his ballot early. It's the first time that a U.S. president has used early voting. You might have noticed the candidates are visiting a lot of the same states. Those are what's known as battleground states or swing states. Political experts say it's not certain which candidate will win those states on Election Day, which is why the candidates are likely to spend a lot of time campaigning there. Next up today, we have an update for you on Malala Yousafzai. The teenager was shot by the Taliban for demanding education rights for girls in her home country of Pakistan. Malala was moved to the United Kingdom for medical treatment. She has a long recovery ahead of her, but doctors say she is making progress. She's in stable condition and can communicate with hospital staff by writing notes. Malala hasn't been with her parents since she was moved to the UK. That changed yesterday. Her mom and dad, he's the one speaking here, they flew to the United Kingdom from Pakistan to be with their daughter. Pakistani police have identified this man, Ataullah Khan, is the main suspect in Malala's shooting. Yesterday, he was still out there. Six other men had been arrested in connection with the attack, though.